the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, has voiced his concern about the effects economic cutbacks are having on the most vulnerable in society. In a speech yesterday, parliamentarians highlighted the importance of conversation between those who make the decisions in Parliament and those who witness their effects. His address comes at a time when a number of church-run groups have expressed anxiety about a welfare reform bill going through Parliament. Caritas Social Action Network is the social action agency of the Catholic Church in England and Wales. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Liam Allmark, the network's public policy and public affairs officer, about their concerns.
The Welfare Reform Bill, which is a government bill currently before the House of Lords, is designed to simplify the benefit system and to make savings. We recognise that there are good aspects to the bill that will make the benefit system simpler, but we're also concerned that it's going to hurt the most vulnerable people by not taking account of the actual situations of people dependent on the social security system.
Now, in what sense would that be happening?
One of the aspects of the welfare reform bill that we are particularly concerned about is a proposed cap on the benefits that a household can claim. And we're worried about this because it doesn't take account of the many and varied circumstances that households face. For example, a family with several children, a larger family, will require more benefits and will thus be disproportionately hit by a cap. Similarly, many families may be forced to move areas when the cap makes large areas, particularly in London, unaffordable.
Archbishop Nichols was talking about the cutbacks. What exactly did he have? What was he stressing himself?
Archbishop Nichols was stressing today the need for the government to take account of the real situations facing the poorest and most vulnerable people in this country and to listen to the experiences of those working on the front line day in, day out in formulating legislation. We're worried that the changes being made by the government, particularly to the social security system through the welfare reform bill, doesn't take account of the reality on the ground.
With regard to the social pressures, the economic pressures, perhaps you could just put into context how serious they are for people.
There's obviously serious economic problems that people are facing throughout England and Wales. And the lack of jobs, the austerity that the government is taking is consequently hurting a lot of people. We recognise that there is a difficult economic situation at the moment, but we also realise that at the same time the government needs to take account of the needs of individuals and families so that the burden of these economic difficulties don't fall upon those who are most at risk.
The knock-on effects of talking about cutbacks hitting the most vulnerable. When we saw, of course, the rioting that took place in London and other parts, just regard to, you know, disturbances-wise. I mean, we're talking about kind of repercussions of cutbacks. Is that what you would say?
We recognise that the cutbacks are creating difficulty for a lot of societies across the country. Indeed, something that the Archbishop stressed today was that the riots increased the burden for the people whose homes, businesses were affected by the disturbances. We recognise a need to address the real serious issues that the cutbacks are presenting to people on the ground.
At this speech that Archbishop Vincent Nichols made, there were yourselves, the Caritas Social Action Network, but there were also ministers, MPs, peers who were listening to this. How much do you think they took away from it, and how much do you think, are you hoping that things will change?
The parliamentarians present, a lot of them who are very supportive of our work, had the opportunity to meet people from the charities that are members of Caritas Social Action Network. So the people who are working day in, day out with the poorest and the most vulnerable in our society. So we really hope that today has been an opportunity for them to learn from our members and from the people on the front line, as well as a chance for our members and for charities to put their feelings and their concerns directly to those in a position of influence.